Yeah, I'm Murray Wythe from Broadwater.
I'm Eric Wythe from Broadwater.
Yeah, we've had these engines
20 years.
My name's David Oram. I come from Bega, New South Wales, and we go to just about every national rally, been to nearly all except the ones in Tasmania.
I'm Katrina McRae. I'm Vice President of the Hamilton Pastoral Museum. We've got about 800 stall holders, exhibitors, so we've got, you know, like your tractors, your stationary engines, all kinds of amazing things, your horses, and it's just, yeah, overall quite a big event for Hamilton.
It certainly is a big event for Hamilton in Western Victoria. Old tractor and steam machinery enthusiasts from across Australia have gathered for the biennial National Heritage Rally. Hello, I'm Jess Davis. It might be wet and muddy underfoot, but these collectors are relishing the chance to show off their beloved machines and catch up with old mates.
Yes, my name's Dale Cunnington, and we come from down in Bowen Downs near the Otways.
You've got some very loud machinery here. Can you tell me about your display?
Yes, we've got the big noisy one is the Jalbar tractor, and it was built in 1918, and it has a long history of making a lot of horses very wary, very loud on horses. But it's very early pioneering in Australian history, made in Ballarat, and it was used for ploughing and other general work in Queensland.
What is it about these rallies that you like?
I think it's everyone getting together, everyone with similar interests, showing a lot of the younger generation what is out there, you know, what used to be that we used to have to use back in the early pioneering days and farming days and whatever else. This was part of life. This is what we had to use to generate power or drive chaff cutters or create hay or whatever. This is the way it used to happen.
The modern machinery is pretty different to what you see on display today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've got air conditioning, radios, we've got everything now. As you can hear with the background, there's no way you can listen to a radio.
My name is Malcolm Beck, and I'm from Western Australia, a little town called Katanning. And it's taken us 5 days to get over here. Had a good trip. It's a fairly old truck. It's a proper tip truck. Oh, tow truck, and just had to put the tractor on there. I was planning to bring another one over, but I was overweight, a few hundred kilograms, and I didn't want to be caught overweight, so I had to leave that one home. But the caravan was behind the truck, so that's how we came across.
Mm. I'm Vivian Beck from Katanning in Western Australia. I've travelled over the Nullarbor with my husband Mel Beck in an old truck with a tractor and a dog.
And do you share his passion for old tractors?
Oh, I'm not quite as passionate as Mel, but I support what he does.
Yeah. And do you like coming to these big events?
Yes, I do. Yes.
What is it about them?
Oh, I just like, everyone's friendly, and I just like looking at all the bits and pieces that are around. Yeah, no, yeah. It's good. Good.
And what is it about these big rallies that you like? What's so good about them?
Yeah, just coming over, meeting people that we've got the same interests and talk tractors, and it's just lovely.
And it's not just locals who love steam and these historic machines. Some of the visitors here today at the National Heritage Rally in Hamilton have travelled a long way to be here.
I'm John Colwell from the UK. This is my third national rally here, yes. Yeah.
Anything here that you wouldn't find in the UK?
You've got some early English tractors and engines that we don't have at home because of the location, and you're so far from scrapyards and scrap people that things have been left alone and you've survived better. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And are you John's wife? What was your name?
Leslie.
How do you feel coming across to the other side of the world? Are you as passionate about these rallies as John?
Not as passionate. But at least I've come to see Australia, yeah.
Oh, it's warm, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely and warm, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm Warrant Officer Ian Waller from the HMAS Cerberus and representing the Navy Steam Club. Right, it's a 1923 Foden steam wagon. Originally came to Australia in 1923. It was used for heavy haulage between Newcastle and the Hunter Valley. Then it went to a sawmill in Inverell, and then it ended up as a stationary boiler in a quarry in Western Sydney. In 1969, the Navy apprentices acquired it and restored it over a five-year period, and it's been on the road and operational ever since, and it has been continued to be maintained by the Navy Steam Club and the Navy apprentices. It's a great opportunity where these young naval engineers get to work on simple, basic engineering principles and have some pride and ownership and can operate and show the machine off at these sort of events.